Ian shivered as he looked at the starry night around them. They could tell stories till dawn, he supposed. He watched as his father drew his sword and spat on his whetstone. He sharpened his blade with long, resolute strokes. Dad prepared for danger and would probably stay up all night. Ian took comfort in his father's resolve and walked over to his own shield and sheath, laying them next to his saddle. If he slept at all, he would sleep by his weapons, maybe even with his sword in his hand. Ian then gathered wood, only taking what he could find within the light of the fire, as he dared not wander into the shadows. They both kept watch. As the night wore on, Alex brought the horses near the campfire and took their hobbles off, tying the animals to a rope strung between two trees. "In case we need to get out of here fast," he explained. "Rest. We'll take turns keeping watch." The air was still. The only sound was the soft babble of the creek. No owl's cry, no frogs, and no mosquitoes. No other sound whatsoever save the crackle of the fire. As the night wore on, Ian had trouble staying awake. He laid his head on his saddle and wrapped up, clutching the hilt of his sword. Soon, even though he didn't mean to, Ian fell into a deep sleep. He dreamed he was riding an 8-point buck elk through the woods, galloping past villages where chimneys of round houses made of hide released little puffs of blue smoke. He saw children wearing colorful costumes playing in cobblestone roads, and they waved to him as he cantered by. They galloped by an ocean. Shiny silverfish jumped, their mouths smiling at him in odd little circles. The elk jumped over the crashing breakers and became airborne, flying through the sky and over a fleet of ships sailing to the horizon. Ian held on to its withers, fearless and free as they flew through the clouds straight toward the stars. When they reached the moon, they turned around and descended. Faster and faster they traveled until the wind whistled in their ears and Ian could hear its melody. "Brave on, little soldier, brave into the night. Your journey is before you, your song's in the light. For many you seek and many you save, though darkness surrounds you and powers are great. Though night overcomes the sweetness of day, brave on through despair, press on in the fight. The tunnel of grieving imprisoned by might. The worst will be over and darkness will ebb. You will aft find your way and wake up in your bed." When he landed, the wind was still singing, but now the voices were coming from the mountain. Ian heard a woman mourning, and he saw his dad walking toward the cliffs. "Dad, where are you going?" His father turned around. "Your mom's in trouble up there," was the last thing his father said before he disappeared into the brush. Howls of wolves cried in the night over faint human pleas. "Help me, please, someone." Ian dropped the wood that he was stirring the fire with and tried to call out to his father, but no sound came out. Instead, a cold hand grabbed him and covered his mouth, and then his world went dark. Ian opened his eyes, panicking. "Dad?" The thick smell of burnt wood hung over his head. "Right here, son," Alex answered softly. The embers glowed. There was one small branch that lay on top of the coals, emitting a thin stream of smoke into the air. His father had just stoked the fire. "Did you have a dream?" Alex asked gently. Ian nodded and sat up. Sweat trickled down the side of his brow into his ears. "I don't want to sleep in this place," he said. "It will be dawn soon. We'll saddle at first light and head for home. There's coffee in the pot if you want to stay up with me." Ian reached for a cup, glad he was awake, but wishing he were in his bedroom.